Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, Jason and I were just talking about how if you go to a McDonald's restaurant, the hamburgers taste great. Absolutely correct. They do. As I remember it, you know, from over a decade ago, yeah, they do. And they're engineered, lab engineered to taste great. That's what they do. Everyone all set? Cock locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for engineering today, Jason. Greg Lesher's with us. Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. Under a blanket of snow.
I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, gosh, I'll bet it's cold out where Greg is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got quite a few inches of snow. But, yeah, on that McDonald's hamburger, by the way, I had an ex-wife and son that worked at McDonald's for a little while in town. And my son thought it was so funny because it said 100% beef on the package. And then he read down and it said 100% beef or 50% soy, 50% beef on the same package that said 100% beef. So I guess what they're saying is that the beef that's in the hamburger is 100% beef, but the burger itself is not 100% beef. It's 50% soy and 50% beef. Kind of confusing,
right.
But he thought that was quite something to laugh about.
Well, yeah, and who writes that? Is it the accountants? Is it the marketeers? Is it the lawyers? Is it the CEO? Who approves it? Do the board of directors actually get to read it? Do they, you know, when they have a board of directors meeting, do they all have McDonald's 50%, 100% hamburgers? Well, they have.
That's a good question.
And I remember going into, over a decade ago, I went into one of those truck stops to fuel up our diesel truck, hauling a 20-foot, 8x8x 20-foot long box trailer to move our equipment and possessions from Virginia to Missouri. I made many of those trips, and I stopped at one of those truck stops, and they happened to have a McDonald's there. And if you want to wash up and use the restroom, then you go into the McDonald's side, and then you walk from the McDonald's side inside to the, you know, the truck stop part. And there was this real fat girl there, young girl. She said, "Welcome to McDonald's." I said, "Hey, well, thank you very much." I said, "Is the food here good?" She said, "Oh, it's great." I said, "Do you eat here often?" She said, "All the time." And I said, "Well, it kind of looks like that."
And you were speaking the truth.
I absolutely was. And, you know, I kind of left it at that and kind of walked away as I was saying that. But, you know, I gave her a big smile and, you know, thank you for letting me know that, you know, it's great. It looks great. It tastes great. And what I was saying with Jason is it's engineered. I said, I was telling him that our beef, we sell locally for $6 a pound, okay, for our grass-fed.
I would suggest, if there's any questions on this fast food chain, that you watch the little documentary called Supersize Me.
Yeah.
That will blow you away. I mean,
yeah.
Not only is it engineered, but it's not healthy.
Do they show sick cows about ready to be slaughtered that can't get up, and what they do is they take a garden hose and they shove it up their nose, and the cows choke and gasp for air, and they get up. So a cow that can't get up by himself or herself is forced to get up And then, well, cow's up, and I guess that's one of the tests. The cow has to be able to come under its own power in order to be killed and ground into hamburgers. But, you know, what we call those cows here is slaughter cows. And I reported that slaughter cows, I mean, these cows are on their last legs. It's either they're going to die, like, real soon, you know, minutes away, maybe, or hours, maybe tomorrow or the next day. And when the cow is in that condition, they're called slaughter cows, and they sell for about 25 cents a pound. 25 cents a pound. That's the truth. And I'm pretty sure that McDonald's and the other companies buy all kinds of cows. Well, let's leave it that way. And I have a feeling that their buyers are not looking for the most expensive cows. I have a feeling they're looking for the least expensive cows.
I have a feeling you're right.
And in that, did that video supersize me show what I was talking about with the hose and forcing water up the cow's nostrils to get them to jump up?
I don't. No, it sure didn't. But it sure showed a guy who was completely and totally healthy and strong, with his doctor telling him that if he continued to eat McDonald's on this McDonald's diet, that it was going to kill him.
Are you talking about going
to kill you?
Is this the guy that said he was going to eat McDonald's food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month, 30 days, just
yes.
to see?
Uh-huh. His liver had turned literally to fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty amazing documentary. And of course, they quit using the term supersize me after that. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that solve the problem?
Yeah.
Now they just now any drink or whatever, they'll just call it a large.
Mm-hmm.
No supersize.
Hey, Greg, I was thinking about
the term supersize me.
Yeah. I was thinking about you over the weekend. I'll tell you why. I was working on the fourth iteration of the black iron plumbing for our generators. And, you know, I built it the first time. I thought, that's all right. That's pretty good. And I thought, you know, I can do better. And I took it apart and redid it and made it better. And I took it apart and made it better. And so yesterday was the fourth iteration because I put the gas meter in it with, you know, my son and I worked on it together. And we want the minimum number of elbows. We want the shortest run, but we want it to be stable and sturdy and strong. And we want it to be, you know, if we want to do maintenance on it, we want to have ground union so we can take it apart. So, you know, it got better and better with each iteration. I was thinking about you because that's what you do. I mean, you know, you built your first distilling machine, and then you improved on it. And then you thought that was pretty good, and then you improved on that. And you keep doing it.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
I was thinking about you, and that's what we keep doing. And we keep improving. And class, it's like this. Here's how I look at it. I want to improve the efficiency, the overall efficiency of this generator. You know, the one we ultimately select to, you know, power our farm. But I can't improve it unless I can measure the parameters. So I need to measure volts and amps and watts and how much fuel it's using. It's the only way I can determine if I've got it optimally set up. And that's what Greg's doing. That's what he's doing with his distillation equipment and machines that he is inventing and prototyping and improving. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, we're getting ready to build a unit right out here with a big company, global company, who's very excited about it. And it's going to have some improvements on it. And for instance, it's going to have little covered chambers all over the place. Basically, it doesn't matter, you know, how we put it together. But we're going to actually make some greenhouse inserts. So if you bought yourself a greenhouse, you could turn it into one of these distillers just by ordering a part. So there's a lot to look forward to.
What I'm hearing,
and we're also looking at ground. Okay, without giving too much away, we're looking at groundwater harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? I mean naturally evaporation coming out of the ground.
Greg, I was talking about this for years. Not exactly what you're talking about, but I've been talking about people saying they like collecting water from the roof, and you know what a great way what a great source of water, you know, rainwater, and I keep saying, are you kidding me? It's as dangerous and polluted as can be because of all the chemicals that are being sprayed on the sky. So we have a composition roof here, and what that means is asphalt, fiberglass mat inside the asphalt and tar, and it's got, you know, colored stones on it to give the roof the weathered wood look, and it has white shingles and black shingles and green and red, and all different colors, and ours happens to be a variegated brown. So if you look at, you know, an oak tree, that color, different colors of the bark on oak tree, that's the color of our roof. But it has got these little pebbles of, you know, the equivalent of larger grains of sand. That's what it's kind of like. And when the birds fly over and poop, it lands on the roof, and the pigeons and the ducks and then the airplanes.
You can catch all that wonderful stuff in your water just by collecting it off your roof. That's right.
And you can concentrate it. So when it rains, the rainwater loosens all of that stuff that's stuck on your roof, and then it comes down the gutters and leaders, and you can collect it. And, you know, what a great way to go. And you could, you know, some people drink it, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Drink that? It's like, you know, there's radioactivity, there's jet fuel, there's diesel exhaust, there's automobile gasoline engine exhaust, there's everything you can think of.
There's sulfur dioxide in the air around another train wreck too. You can collect that too.
Right, especially if you live in Ohio or, you know, one of the, you know, nearby train wrecks. And then there's chlorine and there's fertilizer and there's everything you can think of is in the air. And you get to concentrate that on your roof, and then you get to, you know, some people get to drink it, which is nuts. But your system will take that toxic water and purify it.
Absolutely.
Without any moving parts in terms of the
just
purification
water.
Process. Yeah.
Yeah, just water. Imagine that.
I'm looking forward to
water. Sure, I have. It's called water. It's just water. There's nothing else. You should have the water tested. Why? What don't you understand about distilled water? What's in distilled water? Oh,
water.
Yeah, you're right.
H2O.
Distilled water.
Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. H, hydrogen, 2 standing for 2 atoms of hydrogen, and O for oxygen, and there's no number after that, so it's 1. 1 atom of oxygen, 2 atoms of hydrogen. Put that together and you get H2O, which is water. Now, Greg, the campers who come here have remarked at how great our water tastes, which really means tasteless. No taste. It's absolutely tasteless. It's not like flavored water. It's not like water you have to hold your nose when you drink it, like from city municipal water with chlorine and fluoride and other treating chemicals. It's not like that. And not only that, Greg. Yeah, I mean, I guess you become immune when you burn up your body drinking that stuff. But, you know, some people even shower and bathe in that chlorinated water. And they poison themselves in the shower. Can you imagine that? Yep, get out of city class. Get out of Dodge.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. You know, Craig, there's information on the internet now. And it is, I think this is a noteworthy class. It's about the potential for a rolling blackout in Texas. So Texas officials are warning of rolling blackouts, and they say it's to ease the strain on the grid. And this is the same strategy that they used in 2021 when there was a massive storm, winter storm in Texas in 2021. That's 2 years ago. Right? 2 years ago. About 200 people died. Actually, more than 200 people died, as reported. And so what would you do? What would you do if officials in the Electric Reliability Council of Texas said it may need to adopt control blackouts if temperatures plummet again? What would you do? Well, it seems prudent to me that you consider getting some method of alternative energy, whether that be solar or hydro, if you happen to have a place that would be suitable for hydroelectric power generation, or a small wind turbine. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of problems with wind turbines, even the small ones. I have one. I have not installed it because it's fraught with problems. You've got to get this. You know, I have a small one, you know, like maybe a few hundred watts to experiment with. But, you know, you've got to have that thing 30 feet in the air. Then you have to have guys on the poles. So, and then you can walk into the guys and you knock the pole over. And I mean, what a mess. So
I've got a 4,000 watt one, and it's the pole, the gen pole is laying down, the windmill is up against the ground, and it's been sitting there for about 10 years, 11 years.
Okay. So Sounds like you're in agreement with what I said, right? I mean, it's
absolutely the parts.
Right?
The parts to put replace it. That, and what happened is a bird hit it, and it broke the blade, which wobbled it when I wasn't there, which put it out of sync, and it just, you know, it cracked the frame in a couple of places. Of course, I rewelded it, but yeah, when I started to look at the parts to replace the blades, the electronics part inside, it was actually cheaper to go out and buy a solar array for that many watts than it was for the windmill. In fact, I could almost double the power for the price. So there it sits. I do not suggest buying windmills, period. With the price of solar, they really are a waste of finances. Is that what you're saying?
And these wind turbines have either alternators, either the direct drive, or they have gear reduction or gear increasing mechanism. So they have to be lubricated. And where would they be lubricated? Well, on top of the pole, right? So 30 feet in the air. And how do you do that? Do you take it down? How many people does it take to take it down? And can you take it down safely? And the answer is, it's really dangerous. Really dangerous. So it's a relatively high maintenance proposition. You have to have a brake on it so that if there's a gust of wind, it doesn't cause that thing to spin out of control and destroy itself. So there are a lot of things that go into it, and I'm not an expert in that because I haven't done it, but the research I have done tells me that it's really not worth my time as compared to solar. Now, then again, if you have solar and you're looking at a massive snowstorm and then the solar panels get covered and they're on your roof, you got a real problem. Like, how do you get up there and get the snow off? Or do you wait till the storm's over to get electricity? But you need the electricity during the storm. So what we did was we built our solar array. We have one on a roof that, yeah, I wanted to experiment with it on the barn. And the main one is on a rack that we built on the ground. So I can just take a broom, and it's a real steep angle, intentionally. It's not the right angle for our ideal solar power generation, but it is the ideal angle for when it hails and not having the hailstones smash the glass of the solar panels. And it also is ideal for the snow not sticking to it. So it's not vertical, but it's 37 degrees off vertical. So that's what we did, and so, class, in the short run, what this is all about is you may want to consider getting a generator, and if you have propane, that is, I believe, the fuel choice that makes the most sense for most people. Diesel is a good choice, too, but diesel doesn't store forever, but propane does, if you don't have a leak. We'll be right back.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Update. We have breaking news at this hour. The Wall Street Journal reporting the first group of hostages being held by Hamas for the past 7 weeks in Gaza have been released and are on the move en route back to Israel. This is a group of 13 women and children, we are told. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, in an interview on CNN, saying Israel will not be commenting on the identities of this group until they are safely on Israeli soil. The hostages will be taken to area hospitals for physical and psychological treatment. A total of 50 hostages expected to be released over the next 4 days during this ceasefire. 190 hostages still left behind in Gaza. Members of the Red Cross expected to be able to enter Gaza and check on the hostages, but it's unclear if this will actually happen. I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the PC... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So just to spend a couple minutes on this, not to belabor the point, but... So this 2021 massive power outage in Texas lasted for 3 days, about 70 hours. And there are pictures on the internet of people and they're in their houses and they're huddling next to the fire and they've got candles, you know, 2 candles running so they can see. They've got a fire in the fireplace. I'm talking about like a masonry type fireplace. And you know, everybody's huddled in blankets and they're kind of looking at the fire and they can see with their flashlights and their candles. Do you think without electricity, flashlights are going to last 3 days? Do you think candles are going to last 3 days? Let's talk about the fire in the fireplace.
Let me put an explanation point on that. if that were to happen here in Utah during the winter season, okay, and for 3 days, you're talking freezing temperatures within the home, which means cans of food would in the cupboards would all expand and become worthless. Pipes would freeze and break. And I want you to think about that just for a minute. Not having water. Even if the temperature were right, the toilet bowl would crack. And so would the toilet. And just all the plumbing would be destroyed. Now, if that was on a large mass scale, what are we talking about here? How long do you think it would take to replace, let's just say, 90% of the people in that that zone did not have a wood stove, which a lot of them don't because they passed laws that you cannot burn, wood stoves on certain days. And so a lot of them went to other methods. But think about it. What would it take to revive that city or that community? Are we that close to our own destruction?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we are. I think we are.
I think so.
Because there are wood stoves that have been mandated out of production by the EPA. So we have a wood stove that has a natural draft. And so a damper opens up, it's computer controlled, and it takes about 25 watts to run this computer controlled damper. And it takes about 75 watts to run the circulator to move the hot water from the outside wood furnace to inside the house. So we're looking at 100 watts total. That can be run on an inverter on a car battery. Very, very simple. With jumper cables, a small inverter, and a car battery. And it won't last forever, but you can start the car and recharge the battery in emergencies like this. And you can run the whole thing on an extension cord. So you can have some heat and some electricity with an inverter and a car battery. Now,
I will tell you that my house, I don't have anything electric on my heat, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I have electric on, what I use for propane, would be the clicker on my stove,
mm-hmm.
or the coil that starts the mm-hmm. oven. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're not going to be running the oven because those igniters are, I measured them, 600 watts to run a gas oven, 600 watts of electricity to run the igniter so that if the flame goes out, you don't have an explosion in your house. So that is something that we have a propane gas stove, a cooktop with an oven. And I am not going to use the oven during a power outage that, if we're looking at running on solar, we're not going to use the oven because it just takes too much electricity. But the cooktop takes virtually no electricity, just the spark to get it going, which is, it might be 1 watt once. Just to get it to light, and then
if I'm going to do some baking, it's mm-hmm. going to be on a sunny day.
Yeah,
I've got too much power.
Yeah, Greg, here's a
being off grid.
Let's just flesh out this. These guys sitting around in their house, maybe their living room with around the fireplace because they're freezing. Otherwise, they would freeze to death. 20 degrees or lower temperatures Fahrenheit. So. That water freezes at 32. So what do you do? And Greg talked about the toilet. There's a trap, a water trap, to keep sewer gas from coming into your house. So that's what that water is in the bottom of your toilet. That's to prevent sewer gas from coming up into your house. So that water is a trap. And what do you do if it's going to freeze? Well, you can get some salt, like a tablespoon of salt, and just put it in the toilet and mix it in there so salt water freezes at a much, much lower temperature. And you can mix salt with water and pour it down your drains, your kitchen sink, and the other sinks around your house, so that your drain doesn't freeze and burst.
That's, can do that's that. Very important. That, and, that, and that's on your shower, your sinks.
Right.
Yeah. Bathtub. Your washing machine.
Yep. Everything. All those things. All those.
If you don't think that's too much work and you're maybe handicapped, well, you might want to have some of those pink bottles of antifreeze that you use for say you're shutting down you can turn off the electricity in the house to keep it for the winter, from those things from breaking. You just pour it in. You pour a certain amount into the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, Greg's talking about recreational vehicle antifreeze because they have, sinks and showers and toilets and those kinds of things. And that's what that's for. But if you didn't have that, you could use
salt.
And if you didn't have that, you could use antifreeze that
you
drained. Yeah. Or the blue or orange de-icer that for windshields. Yep. Or what we've done is when we drain antifreeze out of a vehicle, we save it, and we can use it for that exact purpose. Now, we mark it that it's used, and sometimes it's green, sometimes it's pink, sometimes it's orange, sometimes it's yellow. We mark what it came out of, and we can use that as an antifreeze in a sink or a shower or something that we don't want to freeze. So that's another possibility. But here's a calculation I'd like to go through with Greg. So there's this couple of children. Mom is sitting with the children, and they're all wrapped up in blankets, and they're facing the fireplace. And the fireplace is probably the second biggest waster of heat energy from wood in a house. I guess the biggest waste would be a fire pit outside. That'd be the biggest waste of energy. The second would be a fireplace. And then it improves with glass doors and improves with an insert, a fireplace insert. But, so they're sitting around this fire in the fireplace. And I submit to you that you would be loading wood into a fireplace to keep warm every 2 hours. Maybe constantly adding.
Well,
but
where it's getting the oxygen, too, is the other parts of your house. So all the heat that you have built up is heading towards the fireplace and going up the chimney. With the fumes, so that's why like a wood stove where you literally close the front door and have a damper on it is much much more efficient.
Right,
and that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I even put a damper in my my stove pipe as a backup
to further reduce the waste of heat.
Right. Sure.
Or further reclaim the heat that you've generated. Well, here's the point, Greg. So I just did a quick calculation on a notebook that's for 5 Minute University that I keep during the broadcast. So I'm thinking, let's say we just put wood in the fireplace every 2 hours, which would not exactly be true. But for calculation purposes and radio purposes, it might approximate reality. But you'd be adding, a log. And then maybe 20 minutes later, add another log. And then maybe 20 minutes later, add another log. But let's say we load it every 2 hours. And let's say we put 10 pounds of wood. Now think about how much a bag of sugar used to weigh, a 5-pound bag of sugar. So we're only talking about two of those. So actually, you're probably going to be burning more than 10 pounds every 2 hours. But every 2 hours would mean 12 times a day. That's 120 pounds of wood a day. For the 3 days of this Texas outage, that would mean that one fireplace would use three times 120 pounds, or 360 pounds. But I don't think my number's right. I think it's more like 15 pounds every 2 hours. That's 540 pounds of wood to heat
room. Which is why I love lump coal. Because I can load my fireplace up at 5 in the afternoon, 5 p.m., and by 5 p.m. the next evening, I still have hot coals in there to start the fire again.
Now, when you say lump coal, you're talking about something a blacksmith would use? Are you talking about anthracite, Or are you talking about bituminous coal?
I'm talking about coal taken right out of the ground.
Okay.
Big black shiny rocks.
Okay, if it's black and shiny, it's anthracite. If it's more of a dull finish, that's bituminous. So bituminous coal is easier to start. So the way you do this class is you have a wood fire and you put some coal on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the coal will start to burn. It takes a while for the coal to start burning. And then you can add the anthracite coal, which is way harder to start, but lasts way longer and has a much higher BTU content. So the black shiny coal, that's the best.
Well, why do you think that stuff was put into the ground and created? I can tell you why. It's because we need it.
Yeah, and, you know, class, believe it or not, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, people who had modern heating used coal. And literally what they would do is they'd have a coal furnace probably in the basement, and they would add coal, and they wanted to keep this thing going. They did not want that coal fire to go out because it's hard to start. So they'd keep it going, and they would add coal at night, and that was called banking. They would bank the coal so it would last all night. And it was science and art in order to heat the house to the temperature that the owners wanted to heat the house to. They had to figure out what the temperature was probably going to be tomorrow. And they had to approximate or estimate how much coal they were going to use. Too much coal, you have too much heat, and then you open the windows to let the heat out. That's what they had to do. Or they used less coal, and it wasn't enough. So they really had to become quite expert at learning how much coal to add at what times to keep the fire going, not let it go out, not overheat the house, and not waste heat, not waste coal. And that's what people do. And that's what USA Prepares tries to teach y'all, because that's what we do. We look up, we look down, we look all around, and we see what's happening. And that's why we're talking about what do you do when the power goes out? And what's the odds? Well, it looks like a 14.4% chance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamgaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm
know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Greg Lesher is with us at realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. If you'd like to go to his website, one of his websites, if you'd like to communicate with him, you can go to the website, realwaterindependence.com. And the reason we're telling you this is right now it's easy to fix. It's easy to get a propane gas tank. Well, relatively easy. You can lease one. You can buy one. We recommend buying one. And you can get it filled while propane is available. During an emergency, when everybody wants propane, it's really hard to get. It's way more expensive. You can even get one of those hang-on-the-wall heaters, propane ventless heaters. Now, obviously, you're going to be introducing toxic fumes into your house, but it's better to do that than freeze to death. So, you know, what Greg said was so important. And by the way, if you're going to use one of those ventless heaters, you have to have a window open. You do. At least one. Probably two. You know, like a crack. You know, maybe a quarter of an inch, half an inch, and two windows on each side of where you're.
Well, you can also get a vented one, too. You can get a vented
much, one. Much, much better if you get a vented one. But the point is, you can do it now while the parts are available. It's harder to do later, you know, during freezing weather.
For you, those of you with a conscience that's being guided by the globalist, I want to just read 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Okay? That's part of the global agenda, is to get rid of the cows because of so-called cow farts. This carbon neutral agenda. Doctrines of devils, seducing spirits. That's not their goal. Their goal is to get rid of, you get rid of carbon, you get rid of people. And it was funny to watch somebody talk about that in Congress. They're talking about what is the percentage of carbon in the atmosphere. And people were guessing 14%, and some were guessing 10%. Well, it's 0.04%. He gave the figure. And if we reduce it to 0.03, everything dies. So I want you to think about that. These things are given to us. The coal was given to us for a reason. Animals for a reason. Don't you know, if you go with their agenda, you're Xing yourself out of the equation and your family. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Yeah, and don't waste anything. Coal is here, and that's great. That doesn't mean waste it. Okay. Doesn't mean waste fuel. And what's happening
natural
in the Middle East
is,
don't waste anything. You know? And what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in Ukraine, is wasting God's gifts to us here on the planet. It's all sin. Every bit of it is a sin. So our message is don't waste anything. And, you know, if you think about the grid and you think about the stupidity of those in charge, the Energy Council in Texas is saying right now there's a 14.4% probability or chance of controlled blackouts in December. That's pretty significant, 14.4%. It goes up to 16.8% in January. Now, a controlled blackout means they're going to shut off the electricity where they feel like shutting it off.
Let me give an emergency. If you can afford a few bottles of that pink stuff, put in your drains, and you can afford to buy a foam suit, foam clothing. Look up foam clothing. This is the best thing for an emergency. If you think that you're going to have unbearable temperatures, foam clothing is the way to go. You can walk around in it all day. You can sleep in it. You don't even need blankets. Foam clothing. It's for emergencies. Very, very important in times like this. You can make your own by buying foam. We're talking the soft foam that you find in a mattress. Your thoughts on this, Vincent?
Well, I can add an exclamation point. There's a Nazi doctor during World War II when the Nazis were invading Russia, and it was freezing cold in the winter. And he told the military, don't you all be pulling your pants down to take care of business. Don't you be doing that, because if you do, you will freeze to death. Absolutely true. So he advised them to cut a slit in their pants and do that. But don't take their clothes down, because they would die from the freezing temperatures. So this is all serious stuff. This happened in World War II. We're talking, 1944, 1945.
People had skills then.
Yeah. And, your plumbing system in your house, if you lose heat and the weather is below freezing for a few days, you're going to have broken pipes everywhere. No question about it. Greg, thank you so much. I'll see you next Friday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.